From Mothman and Nessie to the spirit that haunts your home, welcome to Bob After Dark, a podcast about legends, lore, and the supernatural. So turn your lights down and your volume up and enjoy your trip to the shadows.
Yes, hello, this is Danhausen here, very nice for evil, and you are listening to Bob After Dark. Subscribe or be cursed.
Oh, hey there, children of night. Welcome to Bob After Dark, the show that takes you into the shadows and goes and says hello to everything that goes bump in the night. I'm your host with the most that enjoys toast, Bob, and alongside of me, as always, is, well, no one. Heck, I'm not even in the studio. I'm by myself in my home studio. This week, a part of the entire continental United States is dealing with some sort of weird weather problem. Currently in Chicago, we're looking at the subfrigid weather known as the wind chill factor of minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit. It is belligerently cold. So Count Panic and I decided that we weren't going to have the show this week, and I told him to stay home so he didn't have to come out in the cold because he had to work today at his day job. So I figured I would still record a podcast episode and have this out for podcast land. It's going to be a little bit shorter than what we're used to on the show, and it's going to be a little bit more intimate, which is totally fine. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast this week. We're not doing the news of the week, the spooky news of the week, that is, because Count Panic's not here to give his take, and I don't think it's very fair for me to share the articles and give you my take when it's more popular to hear where Count Panic comes from on it. So, instead, we're going to be looking at some lore of the week, ripped right from the diaries of Dr. Ben Vanerson, and we are looking at specifically a Japanese yokai. In case you guys forgot what a Japanese yokai is, think of it as the Japanese description of a paranormal entity. So in Japan, they kind of lump all of their paranormal supernatural things into one subcategory known as yokai. And this yokai has subcategories underneath it that talk about cryptids or deities or ghosts or demons. It's all considered a yokai. And the only difference here is that yokai are specific to Japan. There might be creatures that might have similarities between, you know, American folklore and Japanese yokai lore. But in reality, the ones that are specific to there are just based in Japan. And this week I'm reading an article from AncientOrigins.net with an article written by M.R. Reese. I'm going to have that link below so you guys can go check it out, because M.R. Reese has a ton of really cool Baku pictures in the article, and it also has a link to a really fun video to kind of watch and get a little bit more idea of the Baku itself. So, without further ado, let's dive in to the Baku, or the legendary dream-eating monster of Japanese mythology. The Baku, otherwise known as a dream-eater, is a mythological being or spirit in Chinese and Japanese folklore, which is said to devour nightmares. The Baku cannot be summoned without caution, however, as legend has it that if the Baku is not satisfied after consuming the nightmares, it may also turn its attention to devour one's hopes and dreams, as well as the nightmares, leaving you renderless to just caring about nothing. Now, the Baku is actually based off of some Chinese mythology known as the Mo, or the M-O. Tales of the Baku devouring nightmares originate in that Japanese folklore, as I was saying, and Japanese mythology had a tradition of hybrid monsters, or you might know them as homunculi, created from the parts of several animals. The quadruped Mo of Chinese mythology was a fantastical monster made up of tiger paws, a cow tail, rhinoceros eyes, and an elephant trunk. The 9th century poet Bai Bo Jui popularized the idea that drawings of this hybrid beast could ward off sickness and evil. It was only later, between the 14th and 15th centuries, that the mythological being appeared in Japan during what is now known as the Muromachi period. Here are the stories and altered the powers of the mythological creature. While the Chinese Mo powers were pretty much not there other than being just a really strange creature, the Japanese Baku was imbued with the ability to fend off nightmares. The Japanese Baku was a mythological beast that was comprised of parts of a bear, an elephant, a tiger, an ox, and a rhinoceros. The Baku was prominently illustrated by Katsushiki Hosokai, or the Japanese yokai artist, during the Edo period. While the Baku deemed it being a spiritual being, it had a well-defined appearance. The Baku was a chimera, a mythological beast compiled of very different sources of parts from other animals. Typically depicted with a bear's body, an elephant's trunk, tiger paws, an oxen tail, and rhinoceros eyes and ears. Now, that doesn't differ too much from the Chinese myth. However, this one seems to have a little bit more of a prominent, confident stance in things. According to Japanese legends, the Baku was created by the spare parts that were left behind when the gods finished creating other animals. In 18th century, different people carved wooden netsuke, a tiny miniature sculpture originally used to attach to items such as a sash on traditional clothing. The netsuke depicts a crouching Baku and was created during the Edo period in Japanese culture. So they would make wooden talismans, essentially, of the Baku to wear around. Descriptions and beliefs of the Baku have changed throughout the years. In ancient Chinese legends, the Mo was an animal that was hunted for its pelt. Whomever killed the Mo would use the blanket made from its pelt as a talisman or an object with magical powers, and which would protect them from evil spirits. The practice evolved over time, and soon the pelt was no longer necessary, but an image of the beast was thought to have brought the power to repel evil spirits. So over time, people just said, all it takes is the image of it, you don't have to go hunt one down. Can you imagine the people that were going out and hunting an actual animal, by the way? We'll talk about this here in a little bit, but an actual animal that really exists, hunting it down thinking it was a mythological entity that would give it special powers if, you know, somebody wore its pelt. It wasn't until the Baku legends made their way to Japan that the beast was considered a dream eater with the power to consume and chase away nightmares. Over time, the custom of using amulets to stave off unwanted nightmares developed. Those beliefs could have continued to this day, and Japanese folklore claims that those suffering from bad dreams should call out to the Baku for help. By the 20th century, it was common for children in Japan to sleep with a Baku talisman in their bed, or by their bed. Children suffering from nightmares were told to wake up and repeat the following phrase 3 times. Baku-san, come eat my dream. Baku-san, come eat my dream. Baku-san, come eat my dream. On speaking these words, the Baku believed to enter the child's room and devour the bad dream, allowing the child to go back to sleep peacefully. The Baku were also summoned for protection from bad dreams prior to falling asleep at night, and to this day, it remains common for Japanese children to keep the Baku talisman at their bedside. However, the myths all stress the need for caution. Should a Baku remain hungry after consuming unwanted nightmares, it is believed that they would continue to munch away, devouring a person's hopes and dreams as well as the nightmare. This effect would be that person would end up living a life that was empty and unfulfilling. Today you can find several modern representations of the Baku, including manga, Japanese comics, and occasionally a Baku is shown in a form that represents a tapir, a type of as opposed to the traditional chimera form. A tapir is a real animal, by the way. It looks kind of like an anteater. It walks on all fours, has a little big snoot, and it walks around. Some academics even hypothesized that the mythological creature was inspired by the now extinct species similar to the Asian tapir. In 1984, Oshi Mamoru animated film Beautiful Dreamer depicted a Baku as a tapir. Later, a Baku took on a tapir-like form in the Pokemon and Drowsy, Hypno, and different characters as such. And in the popular Digimon, also had a character named Bakuman, or Tapirmon, who bears a similar resemblance to the mythological tapir and Baku. The idea of being able to summon a Baku to prevent or end a nightmare is one that can be understood across various cultures in different time periods and uses some of the talismans or symbols of protection for sleep are a common thread seen throughout history. The Baku has remained a steady figure in nightmare prevention throughout the years, in both chimera and tapir form, and it is likely to remain so for many years to come. So here's the thing. People sometimes would see these creatures that made no darn sense, like a platypus or, in this case, a tapir, and they would make up stories about it, not much different than how we were now. You know, if you look at the stories of the fearsome critters from lumberjack lore, these lumberjacks were out in the woods all year round, and they were seeing creatures for the first time that made no sense to them and was absolutely frightening, so they would make up these stories about these, you know, fantastical powers that they possibly had. It's no different than in Japan. Seeing the tapir around China brought it about that they said this thing was created using all these different parts, and they gave it the name Mao. Now, in Japan, they got this creature, and they heard that the fact that this thing could ward off evil spirits with its pelt, or just an image, somehow developed into this concept that this thing could be a dream eater, or a nightmare eater, is a really interesting concept to me. I'm not exactly sure how I feel about the tapir creature, because I've never actually seen one in real life, but I can tell you that the creature known as the Baku inspired one of my greatest fears of all time. If you're not familiar with this, I can tell the story. Back when I was a young whippersnapper, and I was on the internet, as all young whippersnappers were, digging around the internet for creepypastas and spooky stories, there was one that always scared the ever-living daylights out of me, and that was the creature Hypno, from Pokemon lore. And Hypno was the subject of the story Hypno's Lullaby, which is absolutely ridiculous to folk that don't know what Pokemon is, but bear with me. Hypno is this tapir-like creature that's tall and yellow and has a fluff of white fur around its neck, and it carries a pendulum, right? And it's supposedly able to produce hypnosis that cause people to go to sleep, and he would use an ability called Dream Eater, which, as you can see from the Baku myth, makes perfect sense. Now, in the creepypasta story, they used a piece of lore from the video game, which is one time it hypnotized a girl to run out into the woods, and this person developed a very terrifying song based on the piece of lore, and that kept me up for nights, and I was absolutely terrified of this thing, and I still am to this day, so I'm going to actually play that for you guys at the end of the episode to play us out this week. It's an odd story of something that can attack us in our dreams. It's much like the concept of Freddy Krueger, right? The one place we believe that we should be safe in the world is when we sleep at night. Nothing could attack us in our dreams, right? Well, what if this thing that we summon to try to ward off nightmares begins to eat away at our very essence of wanting to do anything, and then you just live your life of unfulfillment and sadness? That's such a terrifying thought to me, no different than, you know, as I was saying, Freddy Krueger attacking us and killing us in our dreams. This one won't kill you, but it'll make you feel like you're dead every day as you're walking around the earth, just unmotivated by everything and just being unsatisfied by everything. Talk about a very horrendous fate. I hope you guys enjoyed the story of the Baku and the legends of the Mao as well from Chinese folklore, because the Mao and the Baku both share similar resemblances and come from, you know, the Mao being the first creature in the timeline there. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know this was a very shorter episode, but like I said, it was something I wanted to put out for you guys so you had something to listen to if you're dealing with weather problems and you just need to escape a little bit, or you're just dealing with a bunch of chaos in your own life, I always like to put out something for people so they can have the escapism. Feel free to go through the library or backlog of episodes and listen to as many as you need to help get through your day. Just know that I'm here and I love every single one of you. Now, guys, I'm going to end with the Hypno's Lullaby, as I promised. But before I go, I just need to tell you guys I hope you all have sweet dreams. And maybe not too sweet. And maybe try to avoid those nightmares, because if you summon the Baku, it can go either way. Being a benign spirit, just kind of existing in this chaotic, neutral-like phase in life, you should be aware by summoning this thing. Sometimes it's easier just to get through with a nightmare than to pick need for this ancient entity to come in your room. Plus, the thing's just terrifying in general. Imagine summoning that thing and it just shows up and it's like, hey, what's up? That thing would be terrifying. Now, folks, good night. And to my mom, I just want to wish you sweet dreams. And to my dad, no matter where you are in the universe, I hope you're happy, comfortable, and doing whatever it is that you want to be doing. And to Tiff, no matter where you are in the world, I hope you have the sweetest dreams of them all. Remember, everybody, the two most important rules of Bob After Dark are: not all who wander are lost, and as above, so below. Until next time.
Come, little children, come with me. Safe and happy you will be. Away from home, now let us run. With Hypno, you'll have so much fun. Oh, little children, please don't cry. Hypno wouldn't hurt a fly. Be free to frolic, free to play. Come with me to my cave to stay. Oh, little children, please don't squirm. These ropes I know will hold you firm. Now look to me, the pendant calls. Back and forth your eyelids fall. Oh, little children, you cannot leave. For you, your families will grieve. Minds unraveling at the seams, allowing me to haunt their dreams. Do not wail and do not weep. It's time for you to go to sleep. Little children, you were not clever. Now you'll stay with me forever.
Memoriam Development.